Things just got real for the Burrito Project. This is Mega Maker, episode 4. Welcome back to the Mega Maker Show. This is the podcast where we tell the stories of makers and what they are making. We've had about 2,000 people join the 2016 Maker Challenge at megamaker.co/challenge. Just got this email from Adam.
I saw one of my friends from work doing this. I thought it was a great idea, so I thought I might as well join in.
So we'd love to have you join us to megamaker.co/challenge. Now let's talk about this week's story. Last episode, I announced that the first maker project I'd be covering here on the show is making a burrito. One fellow reached out on Twitter and said, I think this Justin's burrito idea just undermined the whole idea of making stuff. That's just one step up from a glass of water. Now, I understand that sentiment. But here's the point I was trying to get to, which is the world is creative. There's not one group that has a monopoly on being creative. It's not just artists. It's not just designers. It's not just people making furniture or jewelry. There is opportunity for creative expression in every single domain. And making food is one of those creative endeavors that I wanted to explore. I don't think people realize how creative an exercise it is to come up with a menu item, figure out how it's all going to come together, get all the ingredients, figure out how you're going to present it, how you're going to plate it, how much it's going to cost, how much you're going to charge for it, how you're going to advertise it, and then you put it out into the world where real people come to your restaurant, look at you in the eyes while they're ordering it, and then eat it right in front of you. It's creative, and I wanted to explore it. So here's what I didn't tell you last episode. I had already started talking with Eric at Station Barbecue here in beautiful Vernon, British Columbia. And listen to how Eric thinks about making a burrito.
Of course you can make a burrito, but that's a step up from a glass of water. You get your El Casa tortilla shell from the grocery store.
Yeah.
You put your El Paso or Pace, you know, salsa on it.
Yeah.
You some ground beef or whatever. And yeah, you're making a 7-Eleven burrito at home. But what if you make your own tortilla? You press it, you fry it, you've got a tortilla made from scratch, not your grocery store tortilla. What if you either make your own salsa from, you know, make your own salsa from scratch? You know, you're doing the meat, you're making something a little bit different, and then you're building something that's exactly what you want, not just convenient things out of a can that you've thrown together because it's quick and simple.
Yeah.
You've made something that's now really a burrito in your own creation.
And so I'd reached out to Eric and said, listen, I got this idea to go through the process of what it takes to come up with an idea for a menu item and bring it all the way to market. And Eric said, hell yeah, I'm in. So this Friday, the Mega Maker Burrito is going to be on the menu at Station Barbecue. And to tell you the truth, this made me a little bit nervous.
You're not nervous, but this idea of like, I could make something that people would come in to a restaurant and consume.
Pay money to consume.
Yeah. And thinking about like all the heart that you would put into that.
As soon as I started thinking about this, I realized how different this maker project is going to be from the things I've done in the past. You see, usually I create digital products, software, apps, plugins, ebooks. And with those kind of products, you never really see people using them or consuming them. And it's different. This is going to be a product that people in my hometown are going to go and eat. And eating is one of the most personal, kind of intimate things you do. And while we were talking, Eric touched on something that we've discussed already on the show, which is the creative ego.
And you have to be to throw yourself out there like that, because truly, I mean, you're putting something that you created on the table and saying, what do you think of it? You're like laying yourself out there every time. And it's a huge ego rush when people are stoked, when they're like, this is awesome. You're like, ooh. And it's hugely personal when people don't like it. And you got to learn to deal with both of those. And you got to, I mean, if you're smart, you understand that there's different tastes.
What Eric just said there proves to me that making food is just like any other creative endeavor, because he is going through the exact same internal process that all of us do when we build something and we put it out into the world and we hope that people like it. It's the same thing. So us looking at this process is going to be instructive for us no matter what we're building, because at the end of the day, we're all creatives trying to make stuff that people will enjoy. Okay, so what are our goals? Number one, I want this burrito to taste really good. And this is actually going to be the most challenging for me personally. I am not a good cook. I do not buy fresh ingredients. I often make meals out of a can. I am not the kind of guy to toil in the kitchen and really think about the details and all that. I'm just not that guy. But Eric is that guy, and he is going to force me to go through this whole process. The second goal is I want this to do really well. I want us to sell a ton of these Mega Maker burrito specials. So I asked Eric, what's good? Like, how many, what would be a good number?
What a good special at lunchtime on a Friday?
Yeah, 30 or 40.
And what would be dynamite, you think? Like 40?
For a Friday lunch?
Yeah.
I think 40 to 50 is pretty freaking awesome.
40
I mean,
to 50.
You think about the time period we're talking about.
Yeah.
We only seat 54 people, you know?
Yeah.
And let's say we turn twice at lunch. That means half the people that came in at the special. That's pretty good.
The other goal is this has to be profitable for Eric. He can't lose money on this. And so I didn't even know what the cost structure was for a restaurant.
And in the restaurant world, it's just that you go, roughly you're running at about 30%, 30 to 33% food costs. You're running 30 to 33% labor costs. And then the remaining 30% are all of your fixed costs, your lease, your equipment, your, you know, things like that, your heating, your utilities, insurances, et cetera, maintenance, repair, and then somewhere at the end, hopefully a little bit of profit.
Here's the other big difference from my world to Eric's world. In software, your margins are very high. Your fixed costs are basically people and then maybe some server costs and other things. But really, those costs have been going down for a long time. He has a lot of costs running this restaurant.
Right. So if it cost me, if the ingredients cost $3, typically the pricing would be around $9. Yeah?
So margins are everything for you.
Yes, and they're tiny.
And they're tiny.
So this story has just begun. I've already learned a ton. You're going to have to check back on Saturday to see how the Mega Burrito did and if we met all of our goals. Every week on Mega Maker, we do another maker mission. This week is the burrito. And you can sponsor these missions and get some advertising for your project or your company. So Lisa became the fourth patron for the Burrito Project. She went to megamaker.co/sponsor. And hers is really cool, especially if you're an educator. It's myheartykid.com. It's about growing self-esteem for kids one conversation at a time. I checked this out. Seriously, if you're a teacher, you gotta go and look at myheartykid.com. That theme music you're hearing in the background, that's one of my favorite metal bands, Stryker. You can go check them out, stryker-metal.com. Our podcast hosting is provided by simplecast.fm. Let them know Justin sent you. Want to follow me on Twitter? I'm the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. And you can follow all of the progress live on live.megamaker.co. One more thing. This podcast is now in iTunes, and the best way for other people to find the show is for you to leave a review. Really simple. Just go to megamaker.co/review. All right, that's enough URLs. See you next week.
Welcome to the Mega Maker Show. We got a lot in store for you today. We're going to be making a burrito. Let's see here. All we need are our ingredients. We've got ourselves some black beans from a can, naturally. And Well, that looks like about it. We just got the black beans. So you just stick those in your tortilla and stick that over the fire for about 5 minutes, and you got yourself a great tasting burrito.